Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
We're celebrating the gift that God gave us in the person of Jesus. Just as much as we're celebrating Jesus coming to earth, we're celebrating actually the giver. And so we've been talking about that. He's not just a giver of good gifts. He's not just a giver. He is the original giver. He's the giver of life, the giver of salvation, the giver. And he didn't start just with Jesus. He's been giving all along. And today I want to talk about how God gave his word. Somebody say that with me. God gave his word. I want you to imagine for a moment, you're stumbling around in the dark, trying to find your way with nothing to light your path. Imagine if you were expected to go through life that way, just stumbling around with no light, no awareness of what's around you, no awareness of what's dangerous, no awareness of what is edible, what's poisonous. You don't know because you're just walking around in darkness. This is actually how we were without God's word. This is how we are without God's word, because God's word illuminates our journey so that we understand the world that we live in, so that we understand God's expectations of us. God illuminates our life. Psalm 119, 105, I said it in the prayer, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. Thank God for giving us his word. Thank God for his written word and his word that he gives prophetically, right? His word that he gives through prophets. His word opens our eyes to see and perceive everything that we need to see and perceive. Everything that you need to know in life can be found through God, through his word, through the way that he speaks to us prophetically. And so God is the giver. Last week, we talked about specifically how God gave freedom. Do y'all remember that? God gave us freedom. And he brought the children of Israel out of slavery, out of their captivity. He gave them freedom. He gave them this gift of freedom and gave them an incredible blessing as they left. But after they left Egypt, what was next? What was next for these people? Well, God gave them the law or his word, right? God gives their leader, Moses, the law. The children of Israel would not have to guess about what God's expectations were. They would not have to stumble around as a people, as a nation. God gave them his law. Can you imagine trying to start a nation from scratch? You would need a lot of material. You would need a lot of rules, and you would need a comprehensive set of laws and ways of handling religious or civic or property rights or criminal issues. God gave all of that to Moses in the law. So God gave not only freedom, not only did he give them this beautiful blessing, this parting gift, as they go into the wilderness, before they start stumbling around, he gives Moses the law. Just like the children of Israel, we don't have to guess at what God's plans and his expectations are for us. Why? Because God has taken the guesswork out. He has given us his word. All we have to do is look to the word of God, and we can find the instructions for success in this life. David said it this way, Psalm 119, 11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Now, for those that have done a study on sin, you know that it's a departure from God's law. So David essentially is saying, your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not depart from you, that I might not drift from you. I've hidden your word inside of me. I've hidden it deep in my heart so that I might not drift in my relationship, in your expectations for me. I don't want to have that drift. I'm thankful that we know exactly what God's expectations are. We know exactly how to enhance our relationship with God because it's written down in this book. I don't have to guess how to draw close to God. The Bible tells me in James 4, 8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. I don't have to wonder about how to please God. Psalm 147, 11 says, the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. I don't have to wonder about how to conduct myself because I can see the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, 1 through 17. We have his word so that we understand his expectations. So we don't have to stumble around in the dark and wonder, am I pleasing God? We know exactly what it is. God's word is also a measuring stick for us, right? His word is a way that we know if we're measuring up to what God is expecting of us. We can find that by looking at his word. We can evaluate ourselves when we look at his word. We can do self-evaluation, right? The word of God is the best measuring stick for your life. Our world has its own measurements and metrics for success and happiness, but God has given us a clearer, more precise measurement for success and happiness and fulfillment, and most importantly, pleasing the Father. The Word of God is a measuring stick. God gave us his Word so that we know what his expectations for us are, and I'm thankful for the gift of his Word. I want us all to receive his Word, not just casually, but in such a way that we not only receive it, but we value it as our most prized possession. Just like David said, your word have I hidden in my heart. I treasure your word, right? I value your word. Your word is so valuable. I keep it closer than anything else because I don't want to depart from you. I don't want to drift in my relationship from you. Your word is one of the greatest gifts to mankind. We have to learn to treasure it, fall in love with it, not neglect it, hide it in your heart. When God gave us his word, he not only gave us the law, he gave us the prophets, right? He gave us prophets, he gave us the prophetic gift, right? And why does he do this though? Because God has good plans. He's a good God, he is a giver. But through prophetic utterances, through prophets and through people that are moving in the prophetic gift, we begin to understand what his good plans are. Sometimes we just don't get it. We are a little bit slow on understanding what God is doing. And so God sends along somebody with a prophetic gift. And they're able to articulate what God's good plan is for us. Over history, throughout scripture, we see prophets and people moving in prophetic gifts. They give words that give insight into God's good plans for us. How many like to be involved in God's good plans? I don't know about you. I like that. I don't want to miss out on that, right? God doesn't want you to miss out on his good plans. That's why sometimes he'll send you somebody that will remind you of what his good plans are or clarify what his good plans are for you. Actually, the scripture says that I have good plans for you. It actually comes from a prophet, specifically the prophet Jeremiah. And this is when the children of Israel were in captivity again. They had done the wrong things. They had drifted. They'd gotten themselves into a mess. But God gave a word through a prophet named Jeremiah to remind them that they would not be in this difficult position forever, but that God had good plans for them. Jeremiah 29, 11, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Still to this day, the story of God's people being in a difficult spot but being reminded that God still has good plans for them is an encouragement to us, right? No matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, we see that when we're in a difficult spot because life has put us there or we put ourselves there, we're reminded that God still has good plans for us, plans to prosper us, plans not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. God loves us so much. He is the giver, and he gives us prophets and prophetic words to remind us of the good plans. Another thing, prophets And prophetic gifts not only tell us good plans, they also tell us when we're off track. How many people would like to know if they're off track to success? I don't know about you. I would want somebody to love me enough to say, hey, you're off track. You need to make some adjustments. So God uses prophets and prophetic gifts to tell us when we're off track. A great friend will tell you if you got dirt on your face. A great friend will tell you if you're about to step in a hole, about to make a bad, really bad investment. God loves you so much more than that, and he sends you prophetic gifts to remind you, to help you see when you are off course. If you look at the story of ancient Israel, every time something bad was about to happen, God always sent a prophet to remind them and to tell them, hey, you're off course. Something bad's about to happen if you don't change what you're doing. Sometimes they would change, sometimes they would not change, and the bad thing would happen. But God always gives warning. God always gives an opportunity for a course correction. Before the train wreck, God always sends a prophet or a prophecy. And I'm thankful that God gives us that heads up. I'm thankful that God gives us his word in the form of a prophetic word to tell us if we're on track or off track. Proverbs 3:12 actually says, for the Lord corrects those whom he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. If we're off track, we should want a course correction. If we're off track, we should welcome God speaking to us or God sending us a word to say, hey, you need to change course. You need to do something different. You got to get that out of your life. You got to shift. You got to make a shift. I want to receive that divine heads up. I don't know about you, but I don't want to walk into a trap. I don't want to walk into whatever the enemy is trying to plan for me. I want to receive that prophetic word that tells me, be careful. Change this in your life. Change that. Make this correction so that you can receive the blessing. I'm thankful that God gave us prophets and prophetic gifts because it lets us know his good plans and it lets us know when we're off course. I'm so thankful that God is a giver. He gives good gifts. We don't have to stumble around in the dark because God gave us his word. We know his expectations, and we know that we have this measuring stick to live by. That's what his word gives us. He gives us prophetic words to let us know what his good plans are and to bring awareness of when we're off track. God loves us so much that he gives us good gifts. He's the giver. He gives us his word. He gives us salvation. He gives us Jesus. At Christmas, that's really what we're celebrating. When we give good gifts, we are reflecting part of the nature of God. When you're sitting around that tree, or when you're showing your generosity, you're reflecting part of the nature of God. Because God is the original giver. And when we give good gifts, we become more like our Heavenly Father. Let's bow our heads and pray. God, I thank you for each and every person that is on a journey of discovery. And that's really all of us. We're discovering more about you every day. And we thank you, God, not only for the gift of Jesus, but we thank you for being the giver. You are the giver of all good things. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, comes from you. So we thank you. Help us to emulate generosity in our life. God, help us to be like you. Help us to be givers. Not just at Christmas time, not just when there's a tree present in our house, but let us understand how to give good gifts, to give love, to give a prayer for someone that's in need, to give peace. peace, to give encouragement, to give to somebody that has a financial need. God, teach us to be givers like you are a giver. God, this season isn't just about receiving, but it's even more about giving. You said in your word, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And God, you love a cheerful giver. Let us not be cheerful about giving just at December. God, let us have a heart of generosity, just like you. And as heads are bowed, maybe you say today, Pastor, I'm not where I want to be with Jesus today. I feel like I've drifted. I feel like I'm not where I used to be, not where I want to be with Jesus. I want to reconnect with him. I want to have a relationship with him. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you right where you are. Amen. 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 That's the most important decision that we can ever say, is to say yes to Jesus, yes to having a relationship with him, or yes to saying getting back in a relationship with him. If either of that is you and you raised your hand, I want you to say this prayer. And everybody that agrees with this prayer here, you can say this prayer with us. Jesus, thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for dying on the cross for me, to wipe out my sins, to reconnect me with the Father. Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins, my failures, my shortcomings. Forgive me today. Give me a second chance. Give me a fresh start. I want to live for you. I want to walk with you. I want you to guide me, to lead me. Help me live a life that pleases the Father. Help me live a life like you. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, come on, let's give God the biggest hand clap today. I love it. I love it. God is good. God is good. God is good. And I'll leave you with this thought. If God is for you, who can be against you? And if Jesus is with you, you will be undefeated.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.